Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about performance appraisals and why they are important in your business if you want a happy staffing group. Stay tuned. This is the Billy Rickman Show podcast.
Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. I have had an amazing day today. It is Thursday here and the end of a pretty busy week. It's been pretty chaotic after a big announcement in the company last week. We've been putting all the plans in place this week, trying to reassure all the different team members that, things are going to be different, but it's a positive change. It's a good change and everyone's going to benefit from it. So it's been a pretty crazy week for me this week. But one of the things I did manage to not just fit in, it was scheduled and planned, that I did today was our quarterly employee performance appraisal reports. We call them our EPARs, Employee Performance Appraisal Reports. And we do these quarterly with each team member in the business. And because we have different departments, we've got admin department, accounts department, customer support department, marketing department, sales department. So each of the managers for each department do the EPARs for each team member. And today I got to do mine with my sales team. I've still got some more to do tomorrow. I only got around to doing half of them today. But as I finished the last one for today, it really reminded me about the importance of them because in the past, because I've just been so busy, I haven't really prioritized these. Even though I said we do them quarterly, I always seem to run late on them, which is not good practice, not good for me, and I need to improve on that. But when I did them today, it really did reinforce the meaning behind them and the power of them and why each person in any business should be doing these with their team. So I'll give you a quick rundown of how we do it and then I'll talk about the reasons why they're important. And so we have a template. It's a five, six page template. And basically each area of a person's role is broken down into categories. For example, we have one section for communication. We have one section for progress and development. We have one section for performance. And so in each of these sections, there's then little criteria points. And so, for example, with performance, it might be like a consistently made target. It might be, consistently improved performance and hit, whatever the case may be. I can't even remember. I should know off the top of my head, but I don't. Each section, so communications, training, all those different sections have little micro criterias. And each of those criteria is rated from 1 to 3, 3 being the best, 1 being the worst. And we issue these to each team member a week before we do them or a week or two before we actually give them to them, deliver them. And they get the opportunity to score themselves. And so they get their EPAR, they read through all the criteria, and then they score themselves on each of the criteria. Then there's some questions at the back they have to fill in as well. So things like, are you enjoying your role? What do you hope to achieve in the next 12 months? What are some areas that you would like more support in? And they fill out all these questions. And then once they've completed their own self-assessment, that then makes their way to me. And I read through their answers. And then I nominate a score in each of the departments, each of those sections as well. So they have their self-assessment score and then my score next to it. And hopefully they marry up, but it does give you an understanding of whether or not there's a discrepancy in terms of how they perceive their performance versus how you perceive them. And then when you go through the EPAR with them, we can obviously discuss those different things about why you think you scored, why did you score yourself this? This is why I scored you this. Why do you think you deserve that? And we can flesh out what my requirements are versus, what they think that they're doing. And it's a really good opportunity to discuss those things. Then at the bottom, in addition to me scoring them, at the bottom, there's then some questions for me to complete as well. Things like, what are their strengths? What are their weaknesses and areas to improve on? What would I like to see in terms of their goals over the next 6 months? And then finally, any other, sorry, one question before that is, are they eligible for promotion? And then after that is any other comments? So it's almost like a summary. So it acts very much like a report card in school that you used to get, right? But when I go through them and provide comments and feedback to them, and then when actually when we're sitting down, I'm delivering to them and I'm providing all the feedback and they get to see their scores for the first time. It's amazing how engaged they are in that process. They really crave that feedback. They really want to know in a formal setting, like, how am I performing? What do you really think about what I'm doing here? Did we score each other the same? What are some areas that I can improve on? And obviously, when I'm doing like, what are your strengths, and then what are your weaknesses or areas of improvement? There's obviously a level of critique there, so they are getting some feedback that they need to improve in these different areas. But for me, for most of the sales team today, if not all of them actually, in the comments section in this final summary, it was like a section of real gratitude. I told them how great they were, how important they are to the business, and how much I value and appreciate them as an employee. And that little bit of recognition written down in a formal document with a score and assessment, with some critique for areas of improvement, it really does, I think, solidify the relationship between the employer and the employee. And it re and after each person left the office, when I went through each person today, I could tell that it was impactful. I could tell that they really wanted that to begin with. And then when they leave, it's almost a really positive feeling. And if you're not doing this with your team, I think it's a real miss. Because it is a genuine opportunity for you to sit down and connect with your team member and to really have an open conversation about how they are doing and what you really want them to work on, and to really push them through into the next, whether or not you do it quarterly or biannually or annually. I wouldn't suggest annually. I'd certainly recommend you do it closer together than that. But it's a real opportunity, like I said, to connect with your employee and to really give them some insight into how you think and really what they need to improve on. And when they get that formal feedback, it really is uplifting. Like when every single person left my office today, I know they went out and they felt great about it. They felt like it was a really positive experience, and they were motivated and inspired to now kick on. Now, a lot of our sales team, they're moving into a different role soon. They're going into more of like a business sales role. And so for me personally, it was a great opportunity also to discuss their new role, what my expectations were from that, and to answer any questions that they have. And, it doesn't matter whether or not you own a salon with one staff member or whether or not you own a salon with 40 staff members. Having these opportunities to connect with your staff and to go through this process and to have a genuine conversation in private, away from all the distractions of the workplace, away from all the distractions of clients and other team members and all those different things, is a really, really great opportunity to help your team member to become better and to thrive, and also to remind them of the reason why they do what they do, and to give them some direction about where they could end up as well, to give them hope for the future. When the Australian Bureau of Statistics said the number one reason for people leaving a job, so the top 10 reasons for people leaving a job, people automatically think it's salary, right? They always say like, oh, people would leave a job to get paid more. It's actually number seven. That's the seventh reason why someone would leave a business. The number one reason why someone leaves a business is because they feel like they have no career progression. And when you do things like EPAS and you're able to give this assessment of someone, have this genuine conversation, provide the feedback, as I keep saying, and give them a direction moving forward, it really helps to help with that career progression, because they don't feel stagnated. They don't feel like they're going nowhere. They don't feel like they're just coming to work every single day and going through the motions. And your job as a leader is, and your job as a business owner is to consistently direct your staff. Gary Vee often says that your staff don't work for you, you work for your staff. And this is very true, right? If you see yourself as the person who works for your staff to help them develop in their career, to help them move forward, to help them with their goals and achieve things that they want to achieve, then ultimately you're going to benefit from that. Your business is going to benefit from that, because what you're going to have is happy staff who are motivated and inspired every single day when they come to work. And one of the best ways that I've found to do that is through processes like this, doing regular and consistent performance appraisals where you're checking in on your staff in a more formal setting. It's in writing, they get to sign it, it goes on their client file, and they can use that advice, they can use that feedback and critique to level up their skills, level up their performance, and to go to the next stage in their own professional development. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you today because, as I said, it was top of mind. I was doing them this afternoon, and the response I had from my team, I've still got half of them to go tomorrow, but the response I had from my team today was overly enthusiastic. And I think if you're a you should definitely incorporate this into your business processes. Anyway, if you love the episode, like, share, comment, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode. Until then, I'll catch you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching TheRealB_Rickman.